Okay, let's begin. Let us draw together. Let us gather together. And let us form a vessel to catch the dew of heaven. And let us rise up and go to that holy place of meeting and gather there with our companions of the light. Let the veil of heaven be drawn back. Hear this, Malchut, Yesod, Hod, Netzach, Tiferet, Gevura, Hesed, Bina, Chokma, Keter. Lord, thou art the living Almighty. Thou art Yahweh Elohim, the Holy One. Thou art I Am. If it be thy will, let thy Holy Spirit descend upon us this night, that we might know thy presence. Amen.
Amen.
From thee comes all grace. And for our absent companions. Welcome, everyone. Our first Thursday in April, so we're going to have a longer meditation. Before we do, let's go around our circle, and as you say your name, invite yourself to show up and be present and hold this space together. So, Tracy, you want to start?
Tracy.
Hi. And Cheryl? Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Stephanie? We didn't hear you, Stephanie.
Everyone unmute themselves just for this part.
Yeah. Oh, we can't hear you.
No, not happening.
Huh. Oh, shoot.
That's
it. We see you.
We see you, but we can't hear you.
Bruce.
Stephanie, thank you. Okay, Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Ruth?
Ruth!
All right. Margaret?
Margaret.
Teresa?
Teresa.
Lily?
Lily.
Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Jim?
Woo! All right. All right, welcome everyone. So go ahead and mute yourselves. So on the first Thursday of the month, we do a longer meditation. So we're going to do the Tree of Life in the Sacred Garden. I'm going to see if I can get some music. Hold on. Okay, no music. All right, so wherever you are, get comfortable for meditation. Straighten your spine, feet on the floor if you can. And elongate your spine and feel that your central pillar of consciousness is open and elongating, feeling good in your body. So take some deep prana breathing, prana breaths in and out, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And today we are going on a journey to find and encounter the great tree of life, the tree of life in the sacred garden. So imagine that you are leaving your home and walking on a path leading you away from the city and into the wilderness to find the tree of life. You have heard that the tree of life stands in the middle of a sacred, mythic garden. And so that is where you are headed. And you leave the city far behind as you walk many, many miles. And you head into a great forest where the landscape becomes more and more primeval. It is as if you are walking back in time. Back to the beginning of time. And deeper you walk until you enter a primitive wilderness, a primal jungle. You are getting closer and closer to the sacred garden. It is so green and moist, and the nature around you is filled with an exquisite beauty and magnificence. Look around at the plants and the trees, the hanging vines and the flowers, the water and all the insects and the animals. What do you observe about this primal garden? You walk on deeper into the very heart of this ancient place. And ahead of you, there it is, the sacred tree of life. It is huge, beautiful, and shimmering, alive with pure radiance. Take in this most sacred tree standing in the heart of the beautiful, lush garden. Observe the giant roots of this tree of life. Some are above ground and rising out of the earth. See how strong and sturdy the roots are. Now observe the powerful trunk of this sacred tree. Feel the bark. Walk around the tree. How big is the trunk? And now look up and observe the great branches of the tree. How high do they reach? And what kind of fruit is growing on this sacred tree? Are there animals or birds climbing in the tree? You stand by the tree and rest, soaking in its beauty, its wisdom, and ancient knowledge. This sacred tree has been here from the beginning of time and has seen it all. As you observe the tree, you feel an ancient presence near you, a sacred presence. And you turn to see a guide who will show you the healing powers of the tree of life. Who is your guide? This guide takes you by the hand and opens a magic door on the outside of the sacred tree. You walk inside the tree of life and find yourself within the secret depths of the tree. This is a healing place. the healing sanctuary of the great tree of life. Look around this inner sanctum. What do you observe? Your guide shows you another magic door with steps leading down to the mighty roots of the tree. And you follow your guide down and down and down deep into the massive root system. And here you can receive healing from the wisdom of the tree, as it is connected to all the healing plants that reside in the enchanted Garden of Eden. Make yourself comfortable down in the roots. Sit down and rest. Your guide then brings out a drum and begins calling to all the plants, the trees, the vines and flowers in the surrounding garden, calling them to bring their medicine to you at this time, to bring the medicine you need for healing. As your guide calls to all the plants to bring you medicine, you feel the wisdom and abundant healing power of nature soaking up through the roots of the great tree and filling you with nature's healing powers. Breathe in nature's medicine. You feel the plant medicine for soothing and calming your body, for healing your aches and pains, and refreshing and balancing your whole being. Are there any special plant medicines that are coming to you now? Ask for whatever healing you need. Your guide now tells you it is time to leave the roots of the tree, and you walk back up to the trunk, back to the healing sanctuary. And here you are led to a throne that is carved into the wood of the sturdy trunk of the great tree. This is the throne of your soul and is carved specially for you. When you sit down on the throne, you feel yourself center into your core self, your heart, your soul. You look around and see that you are right in the heart of the tree of life, where the energy is strong, unshakable, and perfectly balanced. Your guide brings out a drum and begins to drum, calling up the spirit of the great tree itself. Your guide calls to the tree to bring you a healing for your soul. Feel the energy of the sacred tree stirring and moving, moving to the rhythm of the drum. The powerful medicine of the great tree of life is swirling to life spiraling in a great dance, moving around you and within you. Feel the wisdom of the tree enter your body, moving within your very soul to the core center of who you are. The tree has a vibrant life energy that heals your deepest soul and brings strength to your core self. Breathe in this healing now and surrender to the medicine of the tree of life. Your guide now invites you to climb up into the branches of the sacred tree. You see a ladder and begin to climb up and up and up into the great branches of the tree. And now you can climb up from branch to branch, feeling the breeze on your skin. Higher and higher you climb through the canopy of your jungle garden. Snakes and insects and all kinds of animals and birds are climbing with you. As you ascend higher and higher above the surrounding jungle and greenness of the sacred garden. From this height, you see the other trees and animals all around. And you can see the great canopy of trees that link up and touch each other with their extending branches, forming a family of great trees and vines and plants intertwined in a green jungle dance. The branches of the sacred tree have many special healing powers. See how the leaves reach up toward the sun to receive light and heat and food. And the leaves open to the stars and the galaxies and the universe beyond, receiving communication and guidance from spirit. Reach your arms up and out. Extend your body like the mighty branches. Open up to spirit like the green leaves and soak in the spiritual food that shines down upon you. Open your whole being. Expand your vision and look up into the sky and the stars beyond, and receive the gifts of spirit. And now you feel a great expansive light is beaming down from the heavens and is coming directly toward the tree of life. It is shining down on the entire sacred garden and centered on the great tree. Feel the sacred tree light up and receive this tremendous light. Allow the light to enter your whole being. Breathe it in. Feel the healing from all of creation, from the trees, from the sun, from the stars, and soak it into your skin, into your pores, into the depths of your being. Slowly and gently now the light begins to fade. And slowly, slowly the light recedes. But as you look around you, the surrounding nature is shimmering and vibrant and alive with such powerful energy. Breathe it in and feel refreshed and alive and invigorated. And your guide helps you down the tree. And as you descend, the branches bring the universal light with you. You climb back down the tree until you reach the inner sanctuary of the trunk, remembering the healing you received to your soul. You remember also the roots of the tree and the healing you received from the plant medicine. Your guide opens the magic door, and you find yourself once again in the garden at the foot of the sacred tree. Your guide reaches into the tree and pulls out a large staff, a magical branch from the great tree of life that you carry home with you. This is your staff of knowledge and will give you everything you need for your deep healing. It's time to go. You thank your guide and begin to walk back out of the sacred garden with your staff of knowledge, back many, many miles as you head for home and back to where you live. As you walk, you ponder all that has happened and bring with you your special healings and the peace of the tree of life that you will have with you all the days of your life. So take some deep breaths now, bringing yourself fully back into your body and into this time and place. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So would anyone like to share their experience, any part of that experience? Just raise your hand and we'll call on you.
Just recognize that Mike and Louise are with us and didn't get to put their names in the circle. Welcome.
So would someone like to share?
Ruth.
So, let's see. I saw iguanas and they stayed with me all the way up the tree, walking on the path. And my guide was my Aunt Kit, who, great Aunt Kit, I think. She's such a beautiful lady. She passed away a long time ago. I actually had a premonition about her death. And she died at a really old age, but I just could see her eyes, beautiful eyes. And she was guiding me into my old age too, as an elder. And of course, Houdini came climbing the tree with me because I don't particularly like heights, but I was okay. He got his claws up the tree. And let's see. The plant medicine. Yeah, the plant medicine were coffee beans and rose hips and honey. And I think those are the main things I remember. So thank you.
That's really cool.
What do iguanas mean to you?
Change and transformation. I actually saw them just walking outside yesterday. So it's always been healing transformation. Yeah.
All right. Great.
And for those of you who don't know, Houdini is Ruth's beloved cat.
Died.
Oh, that explains a lot. Thank you.
I know. I was trying to think of a Houdini was magically getting you up the tree. The magician.
So it's pretty awesome when you think about asking for the root healing that you need. And like, Ruth, you got very specific plant medicine. So it would be fun for you to look up what that plant medicine means for you at this time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the rosehip syrups are really old English remedy for flu, cough, cold. It's got a lot of vitamin C in it. And my granny always used to take it a teaspoon a day. So.
Nice. Others who'd like to share?
Well, I was brought back to the time I lived in England, and in this large school field that was used for mini games behind our house, there was a hollow tree that I used to climb inside. It was pretty smelly inside there because the tree was hollow because it was rotten and wasn't that healthy, but there were little slits in the wood so you could see outside once you were in it. So I was brought back to childhood.
Did you receive anything specifically in either of the roots, trunk, or branches?
Well, primarily from the roots, yes. The roots of the tree were very healing. It seemed to accentuate and complete what happened with my walk in Rancho San Antonio this afternoon. So, yeah.
Great. Thanks, John.
Lily, I think you were going to jump in.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm surprised how specific images and suggestions came to me on this meditation. It just made me think, like when I was in the roots in particular, I got very specific direction. And I just thought, wow, I could do this all the time. Whenever I needed something, it's like, it's just another affirmation. But I got specific remedies. And one that came to mind is a loquat, which many years ago, when I lived in Alameda, people would come to this block where I lived, where there were all these loquat trees, and all these Chinese people would come to harvest the fruit at certain times of year, you know.
Wow.
Ready. And it's supposed to be like an incredible support for your lungs.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've been sick now for almost 2 weeks, and I'm on the other side of it, thank goodness. But I'm still having like lung trouble, and this whole time it just hadn't even crossed my mind. So just this loquat, and I know they like sell, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I know they sell syrups and things. Anyway, I'll investigate that. But I just felt like so at home in the tree, and welcome in the tree and in the branches. So I found a macaw and a toucan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and monkeys. Three monkeys were with me. So healing and just so personal to me, you know. The whole experience, and I feel very nurtured by it.
Good. Yeah, and just remember that the tree of life is always within us, and that we have different needs. Like our root system needs different healing than our trunk, and our trunk needs different healing from our branches. So it's important to give yourself the medicine that you need at each of those three levels of your inner tree.
Thank you. That's so important to remember that.
Stephanie says, I was told to boil rosemary and breathe in the vapor. Very cool. Yeah, these are great. Yeah, Teresa.
I found that when I got to the throne in the center of the tree, I was rather surprised that the healing was doing the infinity sign going up and around and down. And it really felt very grounding and also very expansive at the same time. And I realized that this is something that I need to do right now in these times because, you know, even though I'm okay with doing what we're doing day to day, there is just a tremendous amount of stress in terms of all that's going on.
Teresa, can you show us exactly how the figure eight went in your body? Was it centered on your heart?
On my heart. On my heart and going up. Well, oh, and I have a mirror image on my camera. But this, it doesn't matter. You can go either way.
Yeah.
And then down to your feet and back and just keep going. I do that a lot. We've talked about it at Kabbalah. You can do it with your eyes. Mm-hmm. And you've spoken about doing it and focusing on a certain part of the body if that's where we feel we need healing.
Great, yeah.
And I feel it really, at least for me, it's something that really, how do I put it? I connect with it, I guess, is what I want to say.
Well, it is a very powerful energetic flow in the body. So you can use any one of the chakras as the still point. And you can do the lamis gate or the figure eight. You can do it this way, horizontally. You can do it vertically like this.
Mm-hmm.
And just set, you know, find a center point on any of the chakras, and you'll find amazing healing patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Tracy?
Yes. It was interesting. I normally don't visualize very much at all, and it was very tactile for me. I actually felt the tree. I was in the tree. I didn't get a lot of specific messages per se because my mind got very quiet. And I found myself fully in the tree, and I could feel the energy surging through me. By the time I got to the top of the tree, I felt so grounded that I didn't want to leave the tree. And so when you said it was time to go, I'm like, oh, I can really feel the tree. I'm really in the tree. I feel right now very still. And that's what I've needed. It's just a sense of stillness. Yeah. So it was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, the great thing, excuse me, is this is recorded. So I'll send everybody this recording and then you can do it again.
Good.
Yeah. Others' experiences that you want to share? Kimberly?
Yeah, I definitely had different experiences at the different levels of the tree, which was really nice. And the roots, the fairies came to visit, and I could see all of the fairies that are buzzing inside the tree, and they all have their own light bodies and their light energy. And I was reminded that there's a big grandmother oak tree on our property, and I have felt the fairies there before, even though I can't see them. So I'm being invited to visit them more often because they are great at elevating energy. When I got to the throne was actually amethyst. It was an amethyst throne in the middle of the tree. So I'm being invited to really wear amethyst more often. I just got a new bracelet that has both black onyx and amethyst in it. Because it definitely helps connect me to spirit, you know, and as it does everybody in so many things. and then the plant medicine I got was non-THC CBD oil. And because I've been, it's as I'm sure it is for others, even though I'm doing it from Zoom as a pastor, it's hard not to pick up on everybody else's stress. I'm holding everybody else's you know, stress. So I am finding the CBD oil really helps me calm my central nervous system, and it helps me then access spirit more easily. So that was a good reminder. Even as something as simple as chamomile tea, you know, that really calms the central nervous system. Yeah. I got that info too. And then it was just so incredibly peaceful to be in the branches and really felt the connection to Bria there, just above everything, you know, just to, that reminder of the connection to spirit, that is so very peaceful. So, just a reminder, meditation to really climb up there so I can hang out there. Cause that, you know, when it restores my spirit, of course, as it's true for all of us, then it trickles down to our whole body. And then our whole body is feeling better. So, it was at each level, it felt like there were really great pieces of medicine. And conference, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. It was huge, gargantuan. It was like the Avatar tree. It was the biggest circumference of a tree I had seen. So it was just great to feel that living energy. So
we just actually watched Avatar a couple days ago, and it was just amazing. So you guys go watch the movie again.
That was my dream too, Kimberly.
That's great. I will watch it again. This is a great reminder to watch it again. Yeah.
I think the trick these days is, as we are in the branches of the tree, I mean, what I notice is that when I'm in the branches and I can really see how interconnected all the trees in the forest are. So in other words, how interconnected we all are at the briatic or branch level. The trick these days is to be really intimately connected and not vibrate at people's fear vibration, not vibrate or attune to people's stress. So it's like you want to connect, you know, spiritually, empathically, and yet not like start to attune and vibrate at people's lower consciousness. So that's the trick.
Yeah, and you can feel the difference when people are in. I had to go to a doctor's appointment today, and you can just feel the different levels of anxiety that people have. It's a little bit in this scenario depended on how old they were. there was a young father whose son had apparently had done something to his leg. So the boy was about 6 or 7, and they were just so sweet together, and the father was so supportive and encouraging, and the boy was just receptive to the love that he was receiving from his father. And there was another older woman and her son was probably my age, and you could just feel her anxiety and his for her. And so be open to attuning, as Meg said, attuning to other people, not necessarily taking in, but being aware of how other people are doing and maintaining your center, maintaining your awareness and consciousness.
Yeah, so staying at Tiferet. Others you want to share? Yeah, Louise?
Yeah, I would say, I'm sorry, I apologize for being late, but I'm glad I got here. And it was really amazing because in the last 3 weeks, I have been very dedicated to my meditation practice, which had not been the case for a while. And it's my favorite time of the day. I love it. And one of the things coming in later in the meditation tonight, I was just amazed at how quickly I fell into it. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I don't always see details, and I didn't tonight, but what I did receive and felt, first when you said the tree, I saw a willow tree. Mm-hmm. And then you went on, I thought, it's not a willow tree. It ended up being a great, great, great big, beautiful redwood tree that was very tall, green, expansive. And I just came into a place of peacefulness. I felt like I was being held in a, not a cradle, but just in the arms. And not only was I being held, when I started looking around, I felt like I was part of all the trees. Mm. And it was just a beautiful, thank you. And I am one who tends to, no matter what I know, my body often goes into its own almost automatic anxiety reaction at times. Mm-hmm. And I just, it disappeared. And my lesson or learning from this is when that happens, to remind myself to go to a higher level in my energy and to connect at the higher level. Mm-hmm. So that I can then bring that into my whole being.
Yeah.
Rather than staying in that anxious state, trying to get rid of that.
Totally. That's such great medicine for you. Yeah. Thanks, Louise.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Let me speak for Stephanie. She says, my tree was hollow on the inside, open to the heavens, so light flowed directly down into the roots.
Nice.
Yeah. You're having a lot of imagery for someone who doesn't usually have a lot of imagery.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun when that beam of divine light came down and illuminated the entire forest. You know, we often forget that we can plug into all of these sources of medicine basically every single day of our lives. The sun, the stars, the trees, the plant, you know, all the plants, the animals, the earth itself. We just have this abundance all around us. And I don't know about you, but living in this kind of chaos, I think, that we've never lived in before, I'm having to do so much disciplined spiritual practice to calm my system down. So all of these things can help. And if plant medicine is coming to you and saying, you know, make some tea or try me, or, you know, absolutely follow that medicine.
Yeah,
stumbling out.
Yeah,
Cheryl.
Yeah, just when you were speaking, this is always how I regenerate myself. So it's just part of my nature, in my consciousness. But it was really interesting because that's what I've been doing. That's how I regenerate myself. I lay on the ground and I can feel regenerated, or the sun, you know, hits me and I feel so vibrant and at the same time calm. And so I've been feeling all those elements. It's been really nice, you know, that days have been nice. So I've been feeling all those elements and I just found myself laying on the ground, you know, just laying there, you know, just strewn out. It was really beautiful. But, and in this meditation, it's interesting. As I came up to the tree, I had the fairy energy as well, Kimberly, that came to me. And I was like, this is so strange. I don't normally have this kind of, like, usually the person has more of this like strong kind of groundedness or something in them. And this was a very light, like blonde hair, little, you know, fairy kind of guide that came to me. And I was in this teeming jungle. Huge. It was a huge, huge tree, but it wasn't the tree alone. It was all the vines and the orchids and the whole biosystem was just teeming. It was the most vital force you could possibly be in, like the Amazon. It was really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And just so alive. I could hear the birds and all the sounds of everything that was alive and so vibrant.
Nice.
And yeah, it was just so, so vibrant. Huge tree, but everything was interrelated.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, you know, like that whole biosphere where the orchids grow on the tree and the vines grow. And it wasn't just the tree itself. It was teeming with full life force.
Great.
And when I went into the tree, I laid down and I didn't even want to think about any particular plants, because this is actually how I regenerate myself. This is how I regenerate myself on a regular basis. I always have, ever since I've been really little. I just lie down on the ground. Uh-huh. and I can feel the force when we're in the roots. Right. I can just feel the whole vitality of the earth coming up and through me. So when you talk about the roots and everything, it was all of life itself.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And so it's so quick. It's like that. I regenerate like that, lying on the ground. And so I didn't even have to think about the plants. It was the life force itself was there.
Okay.
And regenerating me. And then sitting in the chair, I felt this incredible power like just the stillness, like whoo. And I love that you had that drum with it, because and going right to the soul, that was so powerful, because I felt so solid, like really deep, you know, into the depth of my whole being, and this incredible power and strength and stability. I was like, foom, yeah. I'm here. And then going up into the branches, I felt like my normal self, like this expansive, like vibrant, and like, you know, this whole teeming life force again, you know, the birds and everything and the light and the cosmos. And I could feel myself like, you know, even like a monkey or something crouching, but this light, bright, bright light, you know, and just looking up and going, oh, you know, this incredible, like, wow. And anyway, it just felt like my being, actually. It feels like where I live most of the time.
Yeah. So I just want to point out on the Tree of Life that, I mean, obviously we were recreating that inside the body. But when you actually look at the tree, there's the four elements actually fit on the tree. So in the roots, we have the earth, and then a little bit mixed with the water. And then as we move up into the trunk, it's like water. And then we begin to go up into the branches with air and fire. So remember that all the elements are inside your tree, inside your body, of course. And that as you raise your consciousness up and down your tree, you're actually invoking the power of the elementals. So it's kind of fun when the elementals and the fairy kingdoms and, you know, show up in these meditations, because it's helping us to really connect with the strength of the elementals, which is so healing for our body. And especially in this time when so many people are now hyper, uber conscious and aware of, you know, physical hygiene, I believe that what we're being called to do is to do the physical hygiene, and also to do the emotional hygiene, the mental hygiene, and the spiritual hygiene. So every time I wash my hands, you know, how many times a day now, I'm very aware that I'm doing hygiene on all levels of my being. So that means purifying my thoughts, purifying my heart, and purifying my energetic boundaries. So it's just really important as we're working our own inner tree that we remember, you know, to send healing energy to ourselves and the world, of course, but also to do this hygiene at all levels of our being.
And the other thing I'm thinking of too is the felt sense. Like Tracy said, I felt, you know, I was feeling more. And I can use this also as a tool, just the imagery of bringing myself to that place, the roots of where I regenerate, like lying on the ground in the roots, and that feeling of I almost instantaneously regenerate when I lie on the ground. And that feeling when we were in the root system. And then that sense of sitting in that throne in the tree. My tree was, you know, hollow inside too, but that sense of incredible power and strength and stability. Like if I need that, I can go, I can image that. Like, what was that feeling again? Like, oh yeah, sitting in that and the drumming was so helpful of attuning to that. There's something about that that just went right to the soul. And right. Then, yeah, and then that element of, you know, well, the other one I'm so familiar with too.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Great. All right. Others, do you have a comment?
Lily just shared that she saw fairies too.
Oh, yay. Fairy kingdom. Mike?
Or Margaret?
Oh, sorry. Mike, why don't you go first? Sorry.
She didn't indicate
anything. Okay.
Yeah, really, really quick.
You're going on and off, Mike. I'm
coming in and out.
We came in kind of late too. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. And I apologize for that, but I got there in time to get lay down and sit down in the roots. And the first thing that came to me as far as plant medicine, the medicine was the understanding of we're in community. So, and we're all connected and we're in community through the roots. And it's a sense of safety and security. And here's where we find our security. And getting up into the branches, again, connected. And but then it's up in the sunshine. And I just basked in the sunshine. It felt so good. So, and then in the throne, in the middle, what really is over me of the balance, you know, we're on the central pillar, and it was the balance of the right and left pillars. And this is where we're headed. And this whole situation going on in the world now is rebalancing. And so it's kind of our role, like you say, to be kind of part of healers in this and to help rebalance things.
Yeah.
And I just want to share really quick also this morning, Louise and I are also taking a course with a group of shamanic foundations of shamanism. Mm-hmm. And one of the exercises we were doing was to be a tree of life and to stand. And we walked up to a park at the top of a hill here and stood there in the middle of a grove and just were the trees, just stood there in this grove with our hands up and did the medicine wheel, faced the four directions and called in the spirits. And it was just such a wonderful experience, I have to say.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. I mean, this is such a great opportunity for us to, like you said, to be participating in the reset, to be participating in the rebalancing. And when you climb up into the branches of your own tree, that's one thing, it's going up into Bria. Think about climbing up into the branches of the great tree of life. And then you can start to get a spiritual perspective of what is actually happening. And there's lots of really cool stuff going around on Facebook and, you know, different news, social media and stuff. So I think it's our time to be very mindful of tuning in from the branches of the tree, from your third eye and crown, and really feeling into what is spirit communicating to us? What are we to learn? How are we to pray? How are we to meditate? And I think it's really important that we tune in and then share this information with each other. So others, is there some, Margaret, did you want to say something?
Yeah, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, cool. I was surprised. And so I've just taken a little time to, you know, share because I kind of looked it up. I came across a giant sloth in the tree and a praying mantis. And it's very interesting because I thought, you know, they're both very ancient, you know, ancient creatures, representing to me, I guess, the ancient world a bit, you know, in the kingdom. And it was interesting that, you know, the sloth decided to come down to the roots with me. And I was like, what? Okay. And so, and then, you know, the message I got was like, stay on the path. So just follow the path, you know, down and to, you know, into the descent, and then come up in the ascent. And for the healing, I somehow had something to do with basil and, and chamomile. Hmm. So that was interesting. But I thoroughly enjoyed climbing up out into the branches. And, you know, the tree just seemed vibrant and sparkling. I mean, just really almost can hear the sound of the energetics of the tree boldly over, you know, and seeing really way beyond the interconnectivity of all the trees touching each other. That just seemed, you know, it seemed really important. So,
important.
Yeah, I think a lot more to think about and research about the symbolism of the sloth and praying mantis. I know something about, but yeah. Just, you know, good to kind of look it up and see how that really is significant at this time. It's not something I think of daily. Yeah,
that's so cool. You know, we mentioned that we saw Avatar again a couple nights ago, and you know, there's that one incredible scene where the scientist is dying, and so all of the Na'vi people get together, and they're doing this ceremony where they're kind of swaying, and they're all lit up. And all the roots of their tree of souls is lighting up. And it's just such a beautiful scene of when we're connected in a common purpose to send, you know, healing energy or to send goodwill or to send higher consciousness, when we're doing that together as a community, it's so very powerful. And so let's remember, as we're doing this social distancing and meeting on Zoom, let's remember to wake up at 12 o'clock, noon, wherever we are, and remember all of our companions and send out, you know, good vibes and send out connecting tendrils. I do it more than just at 12 noon. You know, I'm remembering all of you a lot. And I think it's because it feels really important right now. Like, I keep saying this, but this is what we incarnated for, this time of bizarre, extraordinary events. And, you know, I just keep feeling that as much chaos and fear as there is in the world, that this is our opportunity like never before to connect in community, to love one another, to raise our vibration, to hold a field of consciousness so that people who are waking up, and there are a lot of people who are waking up now, that we can take responsibility and be responsible for holding a field of consciousness and coherence so that people can wake up and feel that they have a place to go. Because a lot of people, when they wake up, they start to feel more anxious. And what we want to provide people with is a way to wake up and feel that non-anxious presence, so they can come into that their central pillar and really awaken to this divine light and this briatic creative energy that is all around us all the time. It's just that, of course, unless we're awake to it, we don't know it's there. And so I feel like this is a huge opportunity for those of us on a spiritual path. We don't realize how privileged we are to be part of an esoteric school. So you guys are all here, part of this esoteric school, because you know the value of connecting. So let's just really make sure that we're waking up during the day, becoming aware and conscious, and then connecting in with each other. Like the truth in this voice.
I just want to add, but it was really, as you've been talking, I remembered what I brought back with when you gave us the gift at the end. And it actually was the branch that had been holding me in. And I felt so grateful and so calm. And I thought, it was a gift it gave to me.
Yeah.
Be a part of me, telling me to remember.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, and I don't mean to be sappy in any way, but I'm thinking that you're giving us so much of yourself, and Jim too. And here you are, and to remember that, because you're holding us. Mm-hmm. And now let us hold you too, and all.
So, thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
That's not sappy. That's really nice.
Sap is the blood of the tree.
Yeah. So, of course, that sacred staff from the tree is your central pillar. And so remember that. It's the central pillar that goes all the way up Jacob's ladder. All the way up Jacob's ladder. It is your staff of knowledge. And remember that you have everything you need to wake up fully, to return to source, to be fully enlightened inside of your body. You know, that divine column of light that was coming down, especially in like Stephanie's tree, that column of light is designed to light up our chakras. And then we take that staff and we walk with it through our life. It's the staff of knowledge. It's the sapphire staff. Yeah, it's very powerful to remember that you have the staff of knowledge.
And before we close, we're coming on time. I just wanted to share that Megan and I participated in an event online with someone that we've been following, and there were tens of thousands of people involved in this. And we did a collective guided meditation all together, all at the same time. And there's some meter that measures energy around the globe. I don't know what it's called. And he a couple days later, shared an image of that meter, and it was amazing what the impact was of the very specific time that we were doing this on the graph that we were shown.
There were 25,000 people meditating at the same time.
And it occurred to me that, yes, numbers do matter, and we are also called to do whatever we can whenever we're thinking of it and able at any time as an individual.
Because we're connected in this forest. Yeah.
So when you do your own meditation, when you do your own prayer, when you stop and pay attention to your inner life, you are setting off that meter a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Also to remind everyone. Oh, Mark sends his love. Okay. Oh, Mark is setting up a website for therapists to donate an hour of their time to listen to doctors and nurses. That is so cool. I'm going to volunteer for that. Thank you.
That's great.
And Margaret says, I looked up the spiritual meaning of sloth. It's a positive spiritual guide that teaches peace, tranquility, kindness, and understanding. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's so cool. I was going to remind everybody that we have a ton of free resources, both on my Megan Wagner website. I've got so many free meditations. And if you've been following our ancientfuture.today website with Diane and the Grand Council, oh my gosh, every day we're putting up new podcasts, meditations. There's some really amazing stuff that the Grand Council is like on fire. So almost every day I've been posting stuff. So go on to the ancientfuture.today website under podcasts. There's now like 6 categories, and under Golden Gaia and Evenings with the Grand Council and Current Events, there is a lot up there. So if you want some free podcasts, please like use the resources.
In case you don't know, it's ancientfuture.today. Today. Just like instead of .com, it's .today.
Yeah. Megan, I also want to share a resource really quickly. I may have mentioned a couple weeks ago the amazing documentary Ayurveda Unveiled about Ayurveda medicine. So speaking of plant medicine, the woman who created that is hosting she's brought together these amazing masters. And so she's hosting this webinar about holistic healing and health, and literally about the kind of plant medicines we can be using right now. And that's Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it's this Tuesday, April 7th. I'm pretty sure it's at 10 a.m. We need to register for it. I think it's free. If it's not free, I think it's like $10 or something. Okay. I'll send you the link, and then if you could send it out to everybody, because I think it's going to be really powerful. And I was reminded of that when we were talking about plant medicine. I think it's something that could be really healing for us.
Okay. I will send an email saying when I post this recording up on Dropbox, and I'll send that to you. And then Kimberly, if you can send me that link, I'll just include that. Great, everyone. You are so loved and included, I know, in our prayers every day. Thank you for being part of our Kabbalah group, and just keep doing your practices. Remember, you know, even if you just draw the tree of life, just draw the tree of life every day, and it will make such a powerful difference for you. So we will see you next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Same time, same channel. So we are doing it a little bit differently online. So we're only doing like maybe 1, 2, or 3 songs. So we usually start the meeting itself around 7:40 or 7:45. So we start a lot earlier than we normally do. Yeah. All right, Jim, can you bring us down?
Yes.
I'll blow them out.
Okay. Hear this. Most gracious God and goddess, thou art Yahweh Elohim, the Holy One. Thou art the Living Almighty. Thou art Adonai and Shekinah. Keter Hokma Bina. Hesed Gevura Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Holy, holy, holy art thou, Lord God of hosts. Thy glory fills all the worlds. Amen.
Amen. One more thing. I had prepared to do a review day on Jacob's Ladder on the 15th of April, which is Wednesday. So I'm going to send out a reminder of that, and just email me if you want to be involved. It's going to be on Zoom. It'll be like a 6-hour class. It'll be, you know, PowerPoint and with lots of diagrams. We'll do a lot of meditation, and we're going to be going over the four worlds. But many of you have done Jacob's Ladder before, so we don't want to bore you, but it'll be a great review, and we're going to really dial into the meditation aspect, so it's going to be experiential. So let me know if you want to do a day on Jacob's Ladder on the 15th. 15th? Or yeah, the 15th. Yeah. Okay. All right, everyone. Lots of love. Take care.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Call in your trees.
Yep.